Hello everyone, this is Adam from Zelda Working Title Podcast. I hope you are all doing well. I would like to take this time and inform you that this podcast contains some suggestive material and situations. Suggestive material includes moments in which we use words such as and or. Please be aware that such moments may be present in this podcast. Thusly, listener discretion is advised. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic day and enjoy the podcast. And I'm still here. Sit down, listeners. Let's have a talk. It's come to our attention here at the Zelda Working Title Podcast that we're not receiving many emails from you. And this makes us sad. Week after week, we kindly extend our arms out to you listeners and ask your opinions about our topics, query your minds for questions that require answering, implore you to let us know how awesome we are. These are our favorite emails. And poor Matthew constantly beseeches you to send in some fan art. Yet every week, to our most unfortunate misery, we find that our mailbox is empty, a bleak and desolate place. So upset this has made us that we have organized some group therapy sessions in which we discussed our never-ending sorrows. Throughout this healing process, we came up with an idea. What if, instead of asking nicely for emails, we became more stern and demanding in regards to our requests? So, here goes. Prepare yourself, listeners.
You better start sending us some emails or we will find you, hunt you down and your shit up so bad you will wish we didn't shit up so bad.
Now, with that, listeners, enjoy the podcast. Welcome, everybody, to a very special episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. We're going to be calling this one episode 22.5. So what we're going to do in this episode is we're going to solely discuss the Zelda timeline. Alex wants me to warn you guys that it may not be quite as funny as our other episodes because we're just going to be talking about serious stuff.
Serious business.
Wait, so. But no, it's not. Serious business. It's not. May not be funny. It isn't going to be as funny.
It won't be funny, listeners.
It
at
won't
all.
Be funny.
You
at
will
all.
Not. You will not even smile at this. You will just be frowning the entire time. You'll you listen to it.
You're going to pick up your computers and smash it against the wall while listening to this, just to not be able to hear it.
And then on top of that, we don't know how long we're going to go. We're just going to keep talking until, I don't know, we get tired or we're done. So we'll see. It's an experiment. We're just going to talk. So today we've got Alex and Chase, and then Will, the dead friend, is back.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up, Will?
Not dead anymore.
Not much.
Good.
Not dead anymore.
Awesome. Good.
I got
good.
Better.
How's it being undead?
Pretty good.
All right. So let's just jump right onto it. Oh, before though, the Heavy Rain demo came out for PS3.
Hey, come on, that's not fucking Zelda.
I would highly advise everyone to download it and play it.
We're going
to
have another.
It's
well,
very good.
We're going to record.
God.
We're going to.
Well, you might as well
Thursday,
mention
right?
the other news. You know. What no, else
just,
is new,
just
Adam?
Just that.
What's on Kotaku today? We got BioShock 2.
Oh yes, so good.
There we go.
Bomberman 2,
rather. Oh, God.
All right. So, let's see. What we're going to do is, to start off, we're just going to go, like, an overview of Ocarina of Time. Then we're going to explain, you know, what exactly happens in Ocarina of Time, why people think there are multiple timelines, why that's important. And then we're just going to give an example timeline that could be true. We're going to see if there's any problems with it, and then just kind of go from there and see what happens. So, everyone's played Ocarina of Time, hopefully. If you haven't, this is spoiler warning all over, so be warned. So Ocarina of Time, you start off as a young kid. I believe he's 7 years old. Do you guys remember exactly what age?
Or no, he's 10.
10?
I thought he was like...
No, 10 sounds right.
He's 10, and then he's 17.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Spoiler.
I don't remember specific ages, but okay.
Okay, so he's young. He starts off in Kokiri Forest. He's the only child who doesn't have a fairy. The Great Deku Tree sends Navi, a fairy, to be the partner of Link. And the Great Deku Tree tells Navi that she needs to be with Link and help him through his journey. So basically the game starts off, the Deku Tree sends Navi to get Link to bring him so that they can talk. So Navi goes to get Link, Link goes to the Great Deku Tree, and basically what he tells Link is that he has been poisoned by an evil wizard, and that he needs to go inside of him in order to undo the spell. So you go inside the Great Deku Tree, you do that whole dungeon, but by the time you beat Goma, which is the boss, you find out that it's too late for the Deku Tree, and that even though you've got the spiritual stone, he's going to die. So basically, before he dies, he tells you the story. The story being that Link was very young. His mother brought him to the Great Deku Tree. His mother was a Hylian woman who was fleeing some war. I can't remember specifically if it was like the Great War that's mentioned in the other games or if it was just a war. So she leaves him with the Great Deku Tree and she dies, and Link grows up as a Kokiri child. So at that point, the Deku Tree reveals to Link that he is Hylian and is not a Kokiri child. So because of that, he is able to leave the Kokiri Forest, which the others are not able to do. So Link then goes on a journey. He goes to meet Princess Zelda, and Princess Zelda informs him that she's had a dream about one of the king's advisors. Obviously, that's Ganondorf. So in her dream, she basically sees dark clouds, and she gets bad juju about Ganondorf. And so she tells Link all this. She says, you know, we need to find out if he's actually planning on doing something evil, because my dad, her dad is the king, he doesn't believe me that Ganondorf is up to no good. So she sends him to get the other two spiritual stones, which are the Goron Ruby and the Zora Sapphire. So those are the other two dungeons you go to as a child. Once you get those, you come back to Zelda, who I'm not really sure what she was planning on doing, but what does happen is that by that time, Ganondorf has started, you know, doing his evil stuff, and he chases Zelda. As you're like approaching Hyrule Temple to come back to see Zelda, you see Zelda ride out with Impa. Impa is Zelda's guardian as a child. And so you see the two of them run out of the castle being pursued by Ganondorf. Before Zelda's out of sight, she throws the Ocarina of Time in the moat, which Ganondorf doesn't see. So Ganondorf comes out of Hyrule Castle, and he asks Link, like, you know, where did they go? He doesn't tell him. And so he knocks him down, and then Ganondorf rides off. And then Link goes into the moat, gets the Ocarina of Time. He sees basically, I'm not sure what it's supposed to be, like a flashback or whatever, but he sees Zelda, and Zelda explains to him you know, this is the Ocarina of Time. With this, you are able to go into the Temple of Time, place the 3 spiritual stones there, play the Song of Time, and then you have access to the Master Sword. And the Master Sword needs to be used to defeat Ganondorf. So Link goes to the Temple of Time, he puts the 3 spiritual stones in, plays the Song of Time, the Doors of Time open, revealing the Master Sword. And so Link goes in, pulls the Master Sword out, and basically it gives you a cinema at this point. So Link pulls out the Master Sword, and basically the screen fades to white. The next thing you see is Ganondorf facing the screen, and Ganondorf goes on to explain that because Link has pulled out the Master Sword, he's basically revealed an entrance to the Sacred Realm, and the Sacred Realm is where the Triforce is, and the Triforce is this ancient artifact that was left by the goddesses who basically created the world when they left the world and went back into the heavens. And the Triforce is a magical item that basically grants the wish of whoever touches it. However, in order to do that, the person who touches it, their heart needs to be in balance, because the Triforce obviously is in 3 pieces: wisdom, courage, and power. So the person needs to have a perfect balance of those 3 things in order for them to have the whole Triforce. So Ganon enters the Sacred Realm, and he touches the Triforce, but because he's evil and his heart isn't in balance, only the Triforce of Power remains with him, and the Triforce of Wisdom and the Triforce of Courage both split off and go somewhere where Ganon does not know where they are. However, because Ganon does have a 1/3 of the Triforce of Power specifically, he is able to conquer Hyrule. So he gets the Triforce of Power, exits the Sacred Realm, and then for the next 7 years, he starts taking over Hyrule. The next thing you see after Ganondorf explains that you've led him into the Sacred Realm is you see Link. He wakes up in, what is it called? Do you guys remember? Is it the Temple of Light?
I think it is the Temple of Light.
It's somewhere in the Temple of Light. So the Temple of Light is the temple that's inside the Sacred Realm. The Sacred Realm has basically been destroyed by Ganondorf while he was in there, except for this one particular area that Link was in. So you meet a man named Raru. He is one of the 6 ancient sages.
7.
Well, you don't know it's 7 yet.
Oh, really?
So he's one of the ancient...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Spoiler alert.
There's really 7.
So he's one of the ancient sages. So he tells Link that Link has been basically sleeping for the past 7 years, and the camera pans out and you see that Link is an adult. So he's 17 years old now. Excuse me. And he explains basically what happened. Ganondorf came into the Sacred Realm, and he destroyed it, except for this one area that they're in. And so now what he tells Link to do is he needs to go wake the other 5 sages, because they're sleeping. This is kind of a confusing point. I think what you're supposed to assume is that the previous sages have been killed or are non-existent, and you need to wake up new sages, or new people that have, like, the spirit of the sages within them. Right, basically. So, you exit the Sacred Realm, and you're back in the Temple of Time. It's 7 years in the future. You meet this fellow called Sheik. Spoilers, Sheik is Zelda. But you don't find that out until, like, pretty much the very end of the game.
Until you play Smash Brothers.
Until you play Smash Brothers, yes. So Sheik basically, you know, repeats what Raru said. Hyrule is in shits. You need to help us, Link. So you go to the Forest Realm, or not the Forest Realm, the Forest Temple. You do that temple. You wake up the sage. The sage ends up being Saria, who is one of your She's a computer girl.
I don't think we have to go through each of the stages.
Yeah,
Go to the end. Like beat the game. You beat Ganon.
So you find all the stages.
You defeat Ganon.
You find all the sages. you go back to the Temple of Time, and Sheik reveals that he is in fact Zelda, and then Zelda kind of repeats what's already been said.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
Like
Zelda. So Zelda received the Triforce of Wisdom. So she was basically hiding from Ganondorf this whole time as Sheik, and she was trained by Impa to basically become a Sheikah and kind of avoid stuff, become a little bit of a fighter. So as soon as she reveals herself, Ganon sees this and he traps Zelda and basically takes Zelda to his castle, which previously was Hyrule Castle, so he's taken that over. And so now Link has to go save Zelda. So he goes into Ganon's tower, and you fight Ganon, you know, you beat him, you free Zelda, you fight Ganon a few times. The first time...
Okay, you fight Ganon, you beat Ganon. Okay, what happens at the end?
Okay, you fight Ganon, you beat Ganon. The very last fight sequence, you truly beat Ganon, like you stab him in the face, and while that's happening, Zelda... reveals that she is the seventh sage, and so she basically holds Ganon in place with her magic while the other six sages open a doorway to the sacred realm, and so all seven of them combine trap Ganon in the sacred realm, supposedly for what's supposed to be all eternity, so that, you know, he can't cause any more harm, and that's really the only way to do anything to him, because they can't really kill him because he has the Triforce of Power. So their only option is to trap him in somewhere where he can't escape forever. So after that's happened, well, during the time that you play, you go back and forth between the past and the future. So you go back to being a child, and then you go back to being adult, and that has certain gameplay mechanics. You need to do that in order to progress in the game. We'll talk about that later. So after you defeat Ganon, Zelda basically says, you know, I was young, I made a mistake when I gave you the Ocarina of Time. Had I known that Ganon would have got the Triforce of Power, I would have done things totally differently, and she apologizes for all that. And so what she ultimately does is she sends Link back in time to when he was a child. And so we see a cutscene, Link goes back in time, he is in the Temple of Time, 7 years in the past, so he's a child again, and then Navi leaves, and then the next scene we see is Link approaches Zelda. They're both kids, and this is basically, I guess you're supposed to assume that it's a repeat of what's already happened. So earlier in the game, when you first meet Zelda, you basically have this exact same sequence as Link walks into the courtyard and he sees Zelda spying like through a glass window on the inside of the throne room. And so basically you see the scene again. Link walks in, you see Zelda looking in through a window, Zelda turns around, and the game is over. So...
It might be a good time to just summarize what the time points are, what the important points in the time are.
Does someone else care to do that? I'm out of breath.
Oh, dear.
I'm working on 2 hours of sleep here, folks, so forgive me if I'm a little out of it.
Well, I think where you're trying to get at, or you were trying to get at, the main point was that there are now two timelines. There is a timeline
supposedly.
There's a timeline where Ganon has been sealed in the Sacred Realm after having been defeated by an older Link and Zelda and the sages. And there is another timeline that Ganon is not in. He does not exist in this timeline because he is...
Okay, no.
There's only one of him.
The big theory is that there's two different timelines. One timeline where you have defeated Link, that's basically generally called...
you mean defeated
the adult.
Ganon.
Yeah, sorry. That's called the adult timeline by most people, and then the other one is obviously called Young Link timeline.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Well, you guys keep on making the point that Ganon doesn't exist in the second timeline. I don't...
We'll get to that in a little bit.
Okay.
So, the reason people think that there are two timelines, you know, it kind of seems obvious that that is what would happen if you travel in time. And, you know, in one period, you've got one outcome, and then you travel back in time, which supposedly that period has a different outcome than the first time period. So, yeah.
Yep.
Let's see. Why don't we go over a possible timeline theory?
Sure. Let's just be brief. I mean, I feel like we can debate this more than...
Yeah.
Than summarize games and
right,
play,
right.
And layout.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. So, assume that we have one timeline. You start the game off, you pull the Master Sword out, and Link sleeps for 7 years within the Sacred Realm. Shortly after, or immediately after, Link pulls out the Master Sword, Ganon finds this out, and he enters the Sacred Realm, because pulling out the Master Sword has basically opened the door to the Sacred Realm. So Ganon enters the Sacred Realm, he takes the Triforce, he demolishes the Sacred Realm, he exits the Sacred Realm, and then continues over 7 years to take over Hyrule, look for Zelda, and look for the other two Triforce pieces. So, 7 years later, Link wakes up and is adult. He is taken out of the Temple of Time, or taken out of the Sacred Realm, and then he progresses through the game. He goes to the different dungeons, wakes up the different stages. So then, through this time, you do have to travel back in time. And personally, like, as of now, I think that there aren't two timelines. There's only one timeline until the first time Link travels back in time. So, there's one timeline. I think at the end of the Forest Temple, you have to travel back in time, or at the beginning. I can't remember off the top of my head. So, at that moment, that creates a second timeline. One timeline, basically, is our original timeline. And then, the second timeline is where Link has gone into the past. Now, this is where things start getting confusing. So,
So, technically, if we're going to be really technical...
Okay.
If there's multiple timelines, it's going to be more than two timelines.
Why? Do you think so, every time he goes back in the past, it creates a new timeline?
Well, every time he goes back into the past, it will create a new timeline. That's the whole point of the end of the game.
Anytime you
go back to the past... It doesn't matter, but, I mean, the whole point you go back into the past is so that you can alter events into the future. So, if you want to be really, really technical about time travel and paradoxes, and we accept that there are multiple universes, multiple timelines, every time he goes back to the past, anytime Link goes back and alters something in the past, it results in a different future. And there's a second future, and a third future, and a fourth future.
Right. Hmm.
So, our main concern, though, is those aren't the major changes.
Right.
Link can make minor changes into the past that affect the future. Mm-hmm. And so...
Well, okay, so let's...
But basically, there's one continuous and complete timeline from the time that he came to the future, and then when he defeated Ganon. All those changes that he made stayed into that timeline. So I'd say that's like the prime... Adult Link timeline.
The whole assumption would be that when Link goes back and goes back and forth through time, time itself is just one stream of events. It doesn't ever change, which is, it makes sense. So when Link comes back at the end of the game, those events will still happen, but then Link plays, you know, Majora's Mask happens in the same timeline, and then when Link gets older, he either goes off or he's dead, or you don't know what's happened to him. Mm-hmm. But then Adult Link shows up, and the events of, you know, the Adult Link events still happen.
Right. Okay, so let's just say Link travels back in time, and in this new created timeline, just for right now, let's say that there is no Ganondorf, because let's just say that there's only one Ganondorf, there's only one Link. The one Ganondorf is in the future, in this original timeline.
Well, there would actually be two Links then. There would be one Ganondorf, one Zelda, and two Links.
Why would there be two Links?
Because one Link would be in stasis, would be stuck in time, and the other Link would have gone back in time
So let's say that when Link travels back in time, it's to a time either immediately, like the instant that he pulled out the sword, so it's as if he never pulled out the sword, right? Or,
well, I mean, we're talking about the end of the game, right?
No, I'm talking about the middle of the game.
No, so you're not talking about at the end of the game he goes back?
Not yet. Not yet. Yeah, so...
That one makes more sense, because it's a... So, the assumption there is, because it's a seven... It's always a seven-year gap that he's going through, think of it as a wormhole.
Right, and that's another question, is if it is always an exact set amount of time. Or, like, if
We assume it's an exact amount of time given the clues, so...
We could,
You would have to, because when you go back and forth through time, mm-hmm. So let's say you go back in time and then you go forward in time, the amount of time that has passed is not immediately when you, it's not immediately when you went back. We assume that it's going to be a certain amount of time between then.
Say that again.
So when you, let's say you put the sword in and you go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
You go back in time 7 years from that point. It's the easiest. Right. It's the easiest model to have.
Right. So time has passed in this past timeline.
Yeah. So the actual time rift we're talking about here moving a 7 years.
So if you're in the Young Link timeline, and then you go, and it's noon, and then you go to the future and around for an
it's
hour.
Noon, 7 years in the future.
And then you come back and after spending an hour in the future for Young Link.
It's 1 o'clock, 7 years in the past.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, that works. So then another question that comes up is, when exactly does Ganondorf go into the Sacred Realm? Is it immediately following the point where Link pulls out the sword, or does it take him, you know, some time to realize what has happened, that the doors have been opened, and so, you know, maybe a few days later he finds out and he goes into the Sacred Realm? That can kind of change things, but...
It's kind of, I mean, I thought it pretty much does imply it's immediate, because he was there when you pulled the sword out. Right?
Well...
Because you just sort of flash forward 7 years as an adult.
Right.
That's what happens in the game.
You can think that, because, I mean, the screen fades to white, and the next thing you see is Ganondorf. But, you know, you can't really be certain if it's, you know...
Yeah, I mean, it could have been an indeterminate amount of time, but you're still there. I don't think Link was holding the sword up for 7 years when he pulled it.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, he's not just standing there, and then after,
right.
like, 2 days, Ganondorf is like... What the fuck is that kid doing over there standing?
I mean, we discussed this. I feel like Ganondorf isn't exactly dumb, and he probably, like, actually knew that Zelda was up to something, you know, because kids are dumb. Mm. They can't hide anything. And, you know, you got this little forest kid running around. I'm sure he's noticed him. You know, he actually saw him looking through the window. I mean, come on. He knows something's up. So I'm under the impression that, like, as soon as you entered the Temple of Time and you were going to, you know, do all the shit to pull the sword out, Ganon was just waiting back there by the back door, kind of like, all right,
so,
cool, man.
Okay,
he's,
yeah.
doing all my
so,
jo- he's doing my job for me, you know?
Right, so you're saying that he entered immediately, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same time that you did.
Okay. So then, when you travel back in time, using this theory that we have right now, that it's always a seven-year gap, so you're in the future for like 2 hours doing the forest temple, and so then you go back into the past. It's 2 hours past the point where you pulled out the sword in the first place, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so then that would mean that Ganondorf has already entered the Sacred Realm. So, let's see, then what happens? Well, I guess we can talk about that later. So now we can jump ahead to the end of the game, where you get sent back.
Well, wait, hold on. So, The other thing that happens, Ganon's reign is, I guess it's implied, it's not instantaneous then? Just because he has a Triforce of Power doesn't mean he immediately...
I think it took him some amount of time between the 7 years.
Right, and those are.
But what Adam is
saying
is like the reason there's only one Ganondorf.
Well, why don't we go through the end of the game first, and then we'll talk about the one Ganon, because that will make more sense then.
Okay. I mean it's confusing. Okay, so
I don't think it's confusing, but let's go through it. Come on.
Well, it's confusing to me.
He's confused.
Yeah. Well, I mean it's confusing if you believe there's one Ganon.
No, I'm constantly, like, second-guessing myself because there's so many possibilities and, like, there's so many things we don't know and just...
Well, no, but all there's... Right. So, based on the evidence, we can make a pretty good conjecture at what's going on. And we know that there's certain physical rules that the game follows. Mm. Right? There's certain events that keep on happening.
Sure.
So, I guess I'll describe the end of the game. So, after you beat the game, Zelda essentially sends you back to the time before... you two met right at that moment.
But is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I believe in the game, she says something about it's like we've met before, like deja vu.
Yeah. That was at the beginning of the game. You can attribute that to multiple Zeldas and Links. Like the multiple incarnations of them over time.
Well, I mean, the thing is, this is also is assumed to be one of the first games.
Right,
In the overall Zelda timeline. So if we take that into account, if we believe that to be true, and
excluding the other games, yes,
excluding
that would
the
make
other
sense.
Game, it makes a
is
lot.
Is that time? Is that this time basically loops? Right.
Yeah. So essentially, they meet each other again. Mm-hmm. So
basically, this event has already happened, and you're just following this particular Link through his time travel, right?
Yeah, well, and then so the end of the game has it so that young Zelda is looking through the window, and then she sees Link, and then the game sort of ends. And you know, let's be clear here: the whole reason that they did this is not because to create a time paradox or anything. It's sweet, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
The reason for it is it's a cute thing. It's Ocarina of Time in terms of depth of story is written very much like almost like a Disney fairy tale. Mm-hmm. And it's not the deepest, it's not a very deep story, but it's a very good versus evil kind of thing that, you know, it's made to be like an epic.
It's archetypal.
It's an archetypal story.
So I mean, it's the most realistic view on this is that everything that we're talking about was completely unintended by the game makers.
Of course.
Which, yeah.
But... They have.
They started talking about it.
Multiple times that, you know, all of the Zeldas that have ever been made are. They go over one single timeline, so they're all related somehow. So, you know, some are prequels, some are sequels. So, they all are related.
Say that doesn't mean it's true.
Right. And then they've also said basically the complete opposite. So, you know. Almost none of these are related except for like direct sequels and direct prequels like Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time.
And Wind Waker
and Wind Waker
Phantom
and
Hourglass
and Spirit Tracks and so on and so forth. So, you know, the official word from them is pretty much null. Like, we don't really have an official word from them. So really, all of this is just fan-generated conjecture on everything.
Okay, can we talk about the, okay, so let's go over the one or two Ganondorf problem here.
Well, okay.
So you guys should probably explain why you think it's one Ganondorf.
Okay, here's my thought then.
Okay, sure.
Ganondorf traveled into the future, and so, like, if we're going to use the same rules that apply to Link, like, that he, you know, the time passes while he's there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Ganondorf traveled into the Sacred Realm. He didn't travel 7 years into the future, though. He's kind of like, it might have took him an indeterminate amount of time between, you know, getting the, you know, it's all very fuzzy, essentially. But, okay, so he never traveled in time. He stayed there. I think the Ganon that we find in the, you know, at the end is actually 7 years older, just like everyone else in Hyrule.
Yeah.
Right.
But, so that's the thing. He never time traveled. He, like, he kind of branched off into his own timeline. And he left that original timeline, is what I'm saying. He never returned to that when he left.
Yeah,
but see...
So the only thing is, if Zelda really did send him back to before, like, to the moment they met, if it... I can understand if it was, like, maybe before he pulled the Master Sword out. Or even then, that doesn't even really make sense. It does still kind of throw a wrench in the whole thing, well, I mean, but it's like...
The problem with that theory is, number one, there's no reason for Ganondorf to travel through time.
Right, he didn't.
He didn't travel through any sort of time. He's still continuously through time. Number two, the time... What we established itself was that the time travel is always 7 years, no matter what. If we assume that the time travel is always is a 7-year gap, no matter what, Ganon, it's not as if Ganon could just go any point in time and that was it.
Okay, so hold on. Here, you've said that there's always a 7-year difference. So let's say it took Link, I don't know, 3 days to complete all of the dungeons as an adult, to wake up all the sages. So when he gets sent back in time, it's not to a time before he met Zelda, because that would be more than 7 years in the past. It's
So you're that's the
well,
other...
just let me finish. Well, so it's
I just want to make something clear here, because when you're traveling between time, that's through the Temple of Time. That's assumed that it's through the Temple of Time. When Zelda sends you back, it's not
so
through
you're
the Temple
it
of Time.
Could be different.
Zelda, yeah, what Zelda did was just send you an arbitrary time back. She used her own power to get you back there.
That's, you know, arguable.
Well, that's the whole point.
Let's say that it is still the 7-year rule. So it's 7 years plus 3 days. So it's been 3 days after you first pulled the sword out of the pedestal of time. Mm-hmm. And so Ganondorf has already been into the Sacred Realm, and he's already, you know, kind of gone into the future. So he's gone from this timeline, that Zelda has sent you back to.
That doesn't make any sense.
So we'll just go with it for right now. So there is no Ganondorf in this timeline. So then Link, you know, being the hero of time, he's done his job, he meets with Zelda, he tells Zelda that he needs to go find his friend who is supposedly Navi, and Majora's Mask happens.
Okay, so...
Now, in this... Wait. In this... The original timeline, the adult timeline, we have Ganondorf trapped in the Sacred Realm. Obviously, he escapes however many times. So, what Chase and I came up with is that perhaps... Twilight Princess happens in the middle. Well, Twilight Princess does happen before Wind Waker, but we're not sure what timeline. So let's just say Twilight Princess is in the adult timeline as well as Wind Waker. So the end of Ocarina of Time happens. Ganon's sealed in the Sacred Realm. however many years later, I think it's like a few hundred or maybe 100 exactly years later, after Ganondorf has been sealed in the Sacred Realm, the events of Twilight Princess start to occur. So a new Link has been born. I guess a new Zelda has been born. And then Ganondorf has basically gained access to the Twilight Realm. And he gives his power to Zant. And, you know, Zant does his whole thing. And eventually Ganondorf escapes from the Sacred Realm through the Twilight Realm. And so Link stops Ganondorf, the Twilight Princess Link stops Ganondorf by stabbing him in the chest. Spoilers. You don't know what happens to Ganondorf at the end of the game. You know, it's kind of, I guess you're supposed to assume that he's dead, but he just kind of stands. He's standing up with a sword in his chest, and he doesn't move. Again, you know, Ganondorf doesn't really ever die. So, let's just say that he's basically trapped in that one spot. So, you know, he's unconscious. So, Zelda and Link assume that Ganon is defeated for good. You know, he can't do anything ever again. So, they get older. They eventually die. After this happens, Ganon is able to escape, basically, from, like, his prison of standing there. and then he turns into Beast Ganon, and the events from the beginning of Wind Waker start taking place. He starts taking over Hyrule again, and he is so close to basically taking over everything that the goddesses flood Hyrule and trap Ganon trap Ganon under the sea with Hyrule. And then, you know, hundreds of years later, Wind Waker Link is born, and those events start occurring, and so Ganon eventually is able to kind of like escape from his underwater prison, and he sends out he sends out the bird, and he sends out somebody else, I forget. And so the bird basically is looking for the descendant of Zelda so that he can get the Triforce of Wisdom.
I think everybody knows how Wind Waker goes. So Wind Waker goes, and then Phantom Hourglass happens, and then right. Spirit Tracks happens. I don't think we have to go through the plots of these games.
Okay, sure.
Because it's going to take an awful long time. Okay, so...
Yeah, so okay. The main point being that the only game that happens in the child timeline is Ocarina of Time, partly, and Majora's Mask. Every other game happens in the adult timeline.
What about Link to the Past and the original?
Well, I still want to talk about how there's one Ganon, because it makes no sense. The argument makes absolutely no sense.
Wait, before you start, I have a question. Did you think there were two Ganons before you saw that theory the other day?
Yes.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with the theory. It has.
I was just curious.
This has.
Wait, what theory? I reached the one Ganon thing on my own, like, 2 days ago.
This is completely logical thinking.
Completely logical.
Completely logical thinking. Because, A, there's no indication that going into the Sacred Realm screws up with time in any way. And, B, the way the game works out, there would be two Ganons. Like, the way the game ends, there would be two Ganons. It's not as if Ganon just is wiped off of existence.
Right.
Well, riddle me this, Batman. If there are two Ganons, one of them, well, I guess if they're two Ganondorfs, he doesn't become like Pig Ganon until he makes his wish on the Triforce of Power. So in Young Link's timeline, he wouldn't be able to transform, right?
Right.
Right. And you never actually.
So has there been any other game that he was in that he didn't transform?
I don't think so.
Well, there was a... So...
There's been a few games that he's not even in, though.
Right.
There's been a few games he hasn't been in, and there's a...
So, let's see. What are the other games he's in? He's in...
Wait, did
Zelda...
he transform in Wind Waker?
What?
Did he transform in Wind Waker?
No, he did not.
Okay, but yeah, but that's like...
However,
that's guaranteed to be an adult plot line.
That is... I can't think of, like, a way for that not to be in the adult timeline.
No, that is the adult timeline.
Right.
They actually mentioned the fucking Hero of Time. So it is
right.
That's actually happened. But the thing is, so at the end of Ocarina of Time, when you beat Ganondorf, and you go back into the past, there's still a Ganondorf there. Ganondorf was still at that point. The entire reason Zelda is looking through the window is because Ganondorf is there. She's spying on Ganondorf.
I think the only way that is true is if Zelda, in fact, did send you back before, to a time before they met.
They did. That's the whole point.
The
whole point of the whole deja vu thing, the entire reason that she said, oh, maybe this is deja vu, is because you're basically repeating that series of events. We've already established that.
That makes sense. It doesn't.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that that may not be the answer.
But it's the most logical and most probable answer.
Okay, sure.
A lot of the other stuff that you guys bring up, like the stuff in the Sacred Realm, Sacred Realm still follows the events of time.
Don't know that. Well, you have no way of knowing that.
And you have no way of not knowing that. The argument becomes completely ambiguous when you start mentioning, well, maybe that's the case, maybe that's not. Ganondorf somehow gets out of there at a set period of time. It's not like he just gets out for one... It's not like a hyperbolic chamber. That's not what the Sacred Realm is like.
In A Link to the Past, you go to the Sacred Realm, and time flows there because you can switch back and forth.
Well, so my argument for they're not for the, it being a little different in A Link to the Past is that there is no timeline. I don't think the games are linked at all, even if they say it is. And there's a couple reasons.
Well, that's
for
that. That's my opinion. I just think this is kind of fun to bandy.
Oh yeah, because like I think my biggest problem with Ocarina of Time is that if the events of the, you know, you can go back into the past in the game. You're in the middle of the game, and you could always go back. You could put the Master Sword back in, and you become a kid again, and you alter events again in the past to go back to the future. And so the question is, why even bother go back to the future? Why do you have to fix the future? You're not fixing the past because of it.
So here's my answer to that. You're right. You're not fixing the past. You are fixing the future. Without Link going back into the future, Ganondorf will completely destroy that timeline.
But the timelines don't matter.
Well, have they? What about,
I mean, there's still like living people. I mean,
no, there's no. It does. There's living
just
people.
Just because Link isn't in that timeline doesn't mean it doesn't exist, right?
It doesn't mean it doesn't. It means it doesn't matter because what you do in the past will always have. You'll change the events into the future.
Not if there's two timelines.
Well, no, there's.
What about this? Say like when because you know before Link puts in the three pendants in the Temple of Time and goes in and pulls out the sword, the Golden Realm is sealed, right?
Yes.
So you know. Clearly, the Master Sword is acting as some sort of, like, lock.
Right.
So, let's say, like, once he takes it out, he unlocks the door, obviously, because that's how Ganon gets in. But then, like, let's say that just kind of, quote-unquote, opens the floodgates, and then puts time all screwy, and then at the end of Ocarina of Time, not only does Zelda send Link back in time, but they reseal the sword. And that, like, sets the timelines as they were right then in stone, so to speak. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Like pulling out the sword just changes the game, essentially. Changes the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And then, once it's sealed back in, then, you know, things get locked down.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always looked at taking the sword out warps you to the future. Putting the sword back in brings you back. That's always been the case. You actually physically see that happening. And the thing is, when you go to the future, you essentially disappear for 7 years, whatever that may mean. You go into the Sacred Realm, you're transported through time. You essentially, if you want to use like a physical term in physics, you make a wormhole, and a future wormhole. The other end is the future, and then the end you're in at that point is the past. And so, in either case, after you beat Ganondorf at the end of Ocarina of Time, and if Zelda brings you back to the past, there's always a Ganondorf there. It's not like Ganondorf just disappears for all time. With the way the theory works, the way your theories are working, if Ganondorf just was to not be there because he's trapped in an eternal time, right? It would mean he was never born. It would mean that there was never a conflict. There would never be a conflict.
No, I mean, that's not necessarily true. It's just from that point on, he's trapped in time. It doesn't mean, you know, he's obviously however many years old, so he was born in this original timeline, and it is in that original timeline. Oh, but you're saying in the past timeline.
In the past timeline, he wouldn't have even been there. There would never have been any conflict. You wouldn't have gotten any of the, you know, any of the jewels to begin with. You just be sourced.
Well, you don't in the past timeline. When you go back at the end of the game, who's to say there is no game?
And Adam, you already made the point, right? That Zelda at the end of the game said she made a mistake.
Yeah.
And the whole reason you go back, one of the prevailing theories, the reason the reason game makers would mention something like that was for you to fix it, to tell her don't do this because that's going to fuck everything up. Right?
Well,
so that implies that you're transported back before those events even happen.
Right, I mean, I understand
that.
That even explains
if somebody was to tell you something like that and bring you back to the past at that point, that the threat is always still there. That there's still Ganon that they have to deal with. They just have to deal with differently.
So then why did Link leave
Link
if
for
Ganon
Termina?
Was still a threat? And Yeah, why did he go to Termina if Ganon was still a threat?
Because Ganon probably wasn't actually that big of a threat if they just left everything alone. That had Link...
But he was still...
Or they might have...
Like, he still would have overthrown the king, whether he had the Triforce or not, because that happened before he went into the Sacred Realm.
Meaning that the king probably didn't know that the threat happened. But even if it's a single timeline then, Link leaving for Termina would mean that the future Link will always show up no matter what. If there's one single timeline that happens...
Then that means there's multiple Links.
Well, that means there's two Links in one timeline at some point.
Yeah, I'm starting to even just question the whole thing. Like, now that we're talking about it so much, like, I feel like maybe there never was a separate timeline. Like, I think that Ganon must come back sometime during the 7 years, but, I mean...
Well, the way the
game...
It's
not a branch.
The way the game ends, it sort of implies there are two. And the...
But even... Okay,
the major
so
re-
the, even...
Wait, the major reason for that is when you go back to the past, there aren't two Links. At the very end of the game, at that moment, there aren't two Links. There's only one single Link.
Right.
So the dual timeline, you know, the idea that you would have one timeline, at some point you would need a second Link.
Right, so Wind Waker describes one timeline where the Hero of Time disappears.
Yeah, and that's...
However, we obviously see that the Hero of Time is still in existence. So that kind of... That really suggests that there are two timelines. One where the Hero of Time disappears, but the Hero of Time... Like, say you were to reason this by saying that the Hero of Time doesn't disappear because he goes back in time. The Hero of Time disappears because he goes to Termina. Like...
Yeah, but the problem...
The Hero of Time was an adult, but the person who goes to Termina is a child.
But the problem with that theory is, again, the point at which you would have two Links would be right when you meet Zelda. Mm. And you don't have two Links at that point. You only have one. Link essentially relives that moment. It's like the end of Mighty Max, if anybody remembers that cartoon. He gets a chance to relive that entire year, or the entire two seasons of the show, so he could fix the mistakes of his past. This is essentially...
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, this is essentially what happens. He sort of gets to relive it, and so he gets to alter time and make a different time.
Okay, so then if we're saying this, then I still have the question of, why does he leave, and why does Ganon not overthrow the king?
Good question. But the thing is, because Link knows what... One can argue that because Link knows what future events will happen, mm-hmm. that he does take steps... Him and Zelda do take steps to prevent the overthrow of the king. The king is overthrown eventually after...
Well, what people think is that, you know, Link and Zelda tell the king what Ganon is planning... But Zelda has already done this. That's why she needs Link's help, because her dad doesn't believe that Ganon is going to do this.
Well, that's the thing. So, because she has no real evidence in the first time, right?
Neither does Link.
Well, Link has the evidence. Link sort of... The assumption is that Link's experience alone is enough to...
But I mean, who is Link? He's just a random kid that the king has never met, and he's just going to believe that he's traveled through time and that all this shit's going to happen?
Well, I mean, if he tells him enough of the story, I mean, that's, again, flaw of the story, what events really do happen. I mean, why would you have two sets of events occurring? The game has essentially created a paradox for itself, and it can't figure out a way to fix it. But, which is essentially
but, I mean,
why...
That's kind of what we're trying to do.
Yeah, which is essentially why the story sucks. But... I mean, but really, that's what it is. And the thing is, I still don't see why there would just be one Ganon. At the end of the day, him going back to the past still creates a second Ganon, or not really a second Ganon. Ganon is still in existence in the past because events of the future don't affect events of the past.
Okay, so let's say
because we don't, you know. You guys bring up the point about the Sacred Realm. We don't know what the rules of the Sacred Realm are. Which,
right.
Okay, possibly, but the problem with that kind of argument is it's hand-waving. Oh, you don't really know the rules, so it could be whatever you could be whatever the hell you want to dream up of.
Right, so neither of us can, like, prove it either way.
Well, it's not... I would take the more probable aspect of it and say Ganondorf just didn't take, you know, he just didn't travel through time. He went through the Sacred Realm, he got his Triforce, he got really powerful, he got out of the Sacred Realm, and he took over Hyrule in that 7-year period. I mean, that's what's heavily implied in the game.
Right.
No time travel involved for him at all.
Right, so, right. What we've been saying is that Ganondorf does not travel through time. However, what if we assume that when somebody enters the Sacred Realm, just in this instance, there, basically, like you were saying, there is a wormhole created, so whoever enters that door leaps forward 7 years into the future when they exit the Sacred Realm,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
So as soon as Ganondorf enters the Sacred Realm, he is 7 years in the future, he comes back out at 7 years in the future. So then, when Link gets sent back into the past, because Ganondorf had, you know, he followed Link immediately after he took the sword out, Ganondorf has already gone into that wormhole, and he's already in the future, and the future has already happened, and so he's already been sealed away in the Sacred Realm. Does that make sense?
That doesn't make sense either.
Why?
Because Link goes to the future before Ganondorf could actually go into the future.
We were saying that it happens at the same instant. Like, Ganondorf immediately follows Link into the Sacred Realm.
Yeah, and then they both get out, and the world is in ruin. Economies are shambled in an instant. That's the heavy implication, that he gets the...
Ganondorf...
No, Ganon never traveled through time, only Link did.
Well, I'm saying if entering the Sacred Realm acted as a time travel device, right?
Okay.
So, you enter the Sacred Realm... because Link needs to be 7 years older, Roaru creates the 7-year time gap. So anybody at this particular point in time who enters the Sacred Realm basically is thrusted 7 years into the future. So that includes Ganon, because he enters like this doorway immediately after Link has opened it, correct?
Okay.
So Ganon... Actually, both Link and Ganon are basically missing from time for 7 years, right?
Wait, that doesn't make sense.
No,
because
if you're saying that Ganon hasn't, you guys are saying Ganondorf hasn't traveled through time.
I'm
going a different route. Say he does,
but the problem with that is Link goes first,
he immediately rose to power. Like
that doesn't have. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense because the events are. Several bad things. The implication is that the world was in ruin for quite a long time. It's not just things are bad all of a sudden. It's not like there was just suddenly an earthquake. It's Ganon took power, and the repercussions of him being in power are everything is in shambles. And the amount of shambling, the amount of devastation on Hylian economy and so forth is a result of several years worth of bad work, not just him getting a sudden.
All right. I mean, that makes sense.
There's no real reason to think that just because Ganondorf went through the Sacred Realm and got the Triforce and then comes out of the building, he hasn't gone through any sort of time travel. And when he gets stuck in the quote unquote the Sacred Realm, when he gets stuck in the Sacred Realm at the end of the game, it's, you know, from that point on, right? He's stuck from that point onwards, he's stuck, and he can somehow get out. Whatever the time, whatever the hyperbolic time thing is at that point, doesn't even really matter. So when Link goes back in time, there's still a Ganondorf.
Well,
it's just those events are happening.
If you look at the Sacred Realm as basically a universe that's aside time and aside other universes, you can say that perhaps he can escape into different timelines. And in addition to that, he is a dark wizard. So, you know, he obviously has hugely magnificent, like, dark powers.
Again, you have to add so much... You have to add a lot more variables for things to be made more true. I mean, it's not... I mean, the whole reason that you're really trying to push for this is because you don't want two Ganons. To there logically be two Ganons, even though there are still two Links and two Zeldas. Or
when are there two Links?
Actually, there's
Zeldas?
Only one Link, and there will be two Zeldas.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. One child Zelda and one adult Zelda.
Yeah, and Link is the one that's the hero of time is the one that disappears into that future.
Right. I mean, I think you're right. Like, I'm not a fan of the two Ganondorf theory.
But the thing is, if you have two Ganondorfs, it's not even a two Ganondorf theory. It's just if you write out the timeline as it stands. Again, logical progression of events. That's what happens. There's no at the end of the game. There's no implication that there is no second Ganon, or there is that the Ganondorf is still not or is no longer in the past. So,
well,
it just seems more like personal preference on your guys' parts rather than trying to fit.
I think that's just because that's how I interpreted it. Like, how I have interpreted it all this time is that there is no Ganon in the past. And, you know, obviously that could be wrong, but I'd like to try and, you know, prove my original thought to be true.
But I think it's becoming, and it's sort of becoming clear now, trying to get that to fit in hasn't been successful.
Right. And it's completely possible that I'm wrong.
While it's not worth, you know, while negative data doesn't tell you anything, essentially, it does heavily imply that if you can't figure something out, especially after extended periods of time and trying to establish a model with the current data that you have, it simply may just not be worth it.
That is until Nintendo releases the next Zelda and
messes
everything up again.
Well, no, so what's a little bit difficult here is that we're sort of at the whim of Nintendo if we really want to put a timeline together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where essentially our data points are coming from, right? This is how we're creating the theories. The theories are based on several different pieces of information that we're trying to piece together. And a lot of the pieces of information aren't even accurate. What Miyamoto says isn't necessarily accurate anymore. What Aonuma says isn't necessarily accurate. And the reason for that is because there's a lot of fan service that's at work here.
Mm-hmm. There was rumor that Miyamoto had this, you know, basically a book, a mythology of the entire plot of Zelda, covering games that have occurred and games that have yet to be released. That, realistically, that probably does not exist. Yeah. Which is unfortunate, because it would make it so much easier for Nintendo and for the fans if, you know, Miyamoto did have this complete idea of what he wanted to do, and he was really just filling it in. However, you know, realistically, looking back at it again, you know, when he first made Zelda, you know, I'm sure that he wasn't thinking this series would span.
When he made Zelda, I'm sure he didn't even think it would be a series. So.
Right, true. And I mean, you know, this Zelda 2 was a direct sequel, but then they're like, oh, okay, well, maybe we can just make Zelda 1, but better, which is basically what happened with A Link to the Past. So, you know, looking at it like that, there probably is no timeline.
What? Oh,
and,
okay, I wouldn't say there's no timeline. And
there's no overarching timeline.
Well, I think within those, I think like those games, they exist in such an ethereal kind of chronological state that, like, I think the timeline that they have established now is the only one that's maybe like where there is a direct chronology. Like, you know, you have Ocarina, obviously, Twilight Princess follows in between, and then Wind Waker and the 2DS games. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's kind of a constant string. Just like,
right.
I think the idea was at the origin was Zelda, like that Zelda 1, Zelda 2 were direct sequels, and then I think Link to the Past was always supposed to be a prequel to the original Zelda.
Right. Zelda 1.
So, like, that's like one block, and then you have the Ocarina through DS block. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, probably will still be continued. I have a feeling that you know, the future games now will, because people do look for this kind of thing, and we are sitting here talking about this for over an hour.
Yeah.
Clearly there is a demand for, like, a continuity in these games. So I feel like it wasn't there to begin with, and it
but even
right.
And it is
even
now,
a game
but...
like Twilight is a little hard to fit into the entire thing.
Yeah, Twilight Princess and, kind of messes
well,
things
not,
up.
Yes and maybe no. I mean, because
it basically gives you like a different history of what's happened to
and,
Ganon.
You know what? I really personally, I think it's I like more the idea of Zelda being. The main Zelda games being retellings of the story, and to show, you know, so Legend of Zelda was the first, and when you play Link to the Past, it's a retelling of the story of Zelda, and you play a different, you know, the characters, you know what's going to happen in the end, but it's in the middle that's completely different. The adventure is completely different. You know, it's a variation. Ocarina is on its own. And
right.
Twilight Princess,
then,
I feel it works well on its own also. Like, it plays a little bit on some of the mythology by having characters like Zelda, Link, and Ganondorf in there. Because we recognize them. They don't have to actually, you know, they don't have to mention the goddesses so much. And, you know, the history is told in such a short way, and that's about it. But the focus of the story itself, the theme itself, has nothing to do with the history of it until you play something like Wind Waker and Phantom Hourglass and Spirit Tracks.
Mm-hmm. What was I going to say?
Well, I mean, I guess it's important. Like, I think there's been an awful lot of... I think people are a little too passionate about the timeline.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's completely understandable because, you know, Zelda is such... you know, an old, traditional, you know, everybody's
it
played
is,
Zelda. Everybody, you know, it's a good game. Everybody
true,
loves
but
it.
You know what?
So,
I think people have to really consider what's important about the timeline that they have to, that they're so passionate about. I mean, when you don't see this kind of craziness, like, with Final Fantasy fans trying to figure out which Final Fantasy happened in what order.
Right, but it's always been made clear that these
yeah,
are separate
that's
universes
that's
and separate.
Much right, it's
yeah.
much more
or,
obvious.
And or, the, I think even
yeah,
the
I
creators.
Mean, I see
even,
what you're saying.
And I mean, it doesn't have recurring.
No,
characters.
And like Castlevania has been around for a while, and they've been trying to fit it in. My biggest worry is that Nintendo's going to fall into fan pressure, and try shoehorning like these games into one giant universe. And
well, I mean, if anybody can do it.
Well,
you know.
I mean, because the problem with that is, and it'll come into the problem of what's happening with Castlevania, they start rewriting history, you know, and it starts turning out to be complete shit, because nobody, you know, you have to discount one thing and then add another thing to it.
So you're saying at one point they may have to, like, basically reboot
they're
the series?
They're going to go back and just completely retcon, like, huge chunks of gameplay.
Yeah, and that hasn't, you know, that's not what's important about the thing. I mean, I think Nintendo's best option, if they want to somehow link the games together, haha, pun. if they want to put the games together,
I see what you did there.
You know, do something like what the Fantastic Four have done, or in which, you know, you have different versions of Reed Richards all around. You know, some of the latest comics have done something like that. So you can have, like, in different universes, there's always a Link. And they're a little bit different from one another. You know, if they, you know, that would be a cool way of looking at it.
Yeah, that'd
but
be
again,
interesting.
So like, yeah, like the comics do where they're different Earths.
Yeah, something like that.
Stuff. So basically just parallel universes.
A parallel universe, yeah. Which would, in that case...
Which is the same
as having two timelines. Which essentially has...
Well, not necessarily, because, I mean, then if you have parallel universes, you can get away with having the same characters being different people. Like, I feel that's... You can... Like, that's more acceptable than having one timeline with different incarnations of
and
a person.
You really have to wonder, like... We understand that the reason that that Hyrule looks different in each game is because it's a different game. But then there comes a point where you're like, well, It's been a medieval theme there for probably more than a couple thousand years. You think they would have had cars by now. You know.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what Spirit Tracks and...
Well, that's the thing, because Spirit Tracks takes place several years after Phantom Hourglass. It's like 100 years after Phantom Hourglass, right?
100 years,
so you actually see a progression of technology going on there, and the reason that you have a progression of technology is because...
Now we have a chronology.
They have a chronology, and they built infrastructure for that plate, for their new Hyrule, and so forth. Mm-hmm. I mean, you essentially went from... it's actually interesting that they sort of follow this. You start from Ocarina of Time, which has the medieval theme. You go to...
Well, I mean, Twilight Princess has some kind of advanced items.
It has some steampunkish items, but it's nowhere near as... It's still very much a medieval game in Twilight Princess.
Yep.
And Legend of Zelda is still...
Do you think it should be more futuristic than it is? Like, less medieval?
I don't really care.
Because it has only been...
We're not just talking about... technology. We're also talking about infrastructure. We're talking about how large the cities are and so forth. Plumbing was one of the... this is sort of a weird conversation to be having about time travel.
Oh, by the way, I think one of you mentioned to me that in Link's Awakening there's like telephones.
Yeah, I was talking about that because I've been playing that game.
Yeah.
And there's totally telephones and stuff.
But he's also tripping balls the entire time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
There's a Yoshi doll, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they knew about dinosaurs.
I'm pretty sure the house with the telephone also is the home of like an alligator. Or
nice.
it was like Animal Land
or some shit like that.
Yeah, they had a whole town of animals.
Yeah, he was tripping balls.
Yep.
He drank a lot of sea.
So aside from that,
a lot of seawater. But again, I think what sort of upsets, it doesn't upset me, but disappoints me about the fans is that it, you know, Adam, you made the point that you really like the timeline, and
yeah,
I don't know how Chase and Will feel about it. I mean, I guess you guys like it,
it doesn't bother me one way or the other,
like sort of indifferent.
It's a charming idea. But it is so difficult to piece together that I think that kind of proves that it really just can't
I think
be.
And Adam, we definitely talked about this. I think it makes more sense to understand that when you have the timeline and there's a meaning behind it, then it's really worth having. So a game like Wind Waker, which is based so much on history, it's based on the history of Ocarina of Time, for instance. That makes the timeline interesting. Then it's worth having. But if you're trying to piece together different games and trying to put it together, there's no real meaning behind it. It doesn't really matter. You're just sort of arguing for the sake of arguing, then.
I mean, I think there's a meaning in the sense that you're trying... Like, if you do believe that these are all related, that you're trying to create an overall story. And I mean, like, that's something, personally... that I would really like, because I'm a big fan of story, and, you know, it would make me excited to see how all of these piece together.
But even then, like, I think there's more to story than just plots, right? It's not just plot events. That's not really the most important part of it, I figure. There's also, thematic issues, meanings, you know, the meaning behind the story, I personally think is especially important.
Sure.
And that's far more important than, what are the events that lead up to it? I think if there's...
Well, it's more important to you.
I think...
Right.
True, but I think it's more...
Because, I mean, that's going to be different with everybody.
It'll be different with everybody, true, but I think unless they have an actual reason to have the timeline... that these games are
right.
connected.
Right, I understand what you're saying.
It would, like, if they made a Zelda that somehow connected all of them together, like, Link needed the power of all the other Links to...
That would be awesome.
And that was something an idea I was playing, I think I mentioned it before at some point.
Just be like the Link Power Rangers.
Or for some reason, like, all the different Links have some sort of major skill that this Link has to learn from each one of.
Right. One was the Hero of Time. One was the Hero of the Winds. One was the Hero of the Twilight.
Yeah.
So, like, a game or something that combines the entire thing in, like, one prime Zelda universe or something.
Now, see, that's going to be the Cyberpunk Zelda that comes out 20 years in the future.
Well, I mean, that would be just so... I think something like that would be so awesome. Like,
it could go terribly wrong.
It could be. I feel like Zelda isn't going to... I don't think it's going to advance too much, like, too quickly. It's so classic to have the themes and the environments that are in Zelda. I don't know that it would be exactly a good direction for the series.
Well, depends how they decide to do it. And I think Aonuma is definitely a talent. Thank God that the way they do Zelda is not the way they do Final Fantasy in terms of story, where they don't make this...
You mean good?
No, I mean like complex... completely convoluted, completely nonsensical plots to make it seem like it's like, what was it, Metal Gear Solid 4 Metal Gear Solid 4 didn't make much sense just because they were just sort of throwing, they were trying, you know, they do these, even Metal Gear Solid 1, the theme was like no nuclear proliferation.
And Metal Gear Solid 4's theme was nanomachines.
Nanomachines are bad or whatever. Yeah. It's like because then it's sort of like, okay, we're 15 years old, we're 18 years old, we're playing this game about the military, and the theme is like military proliferation is terrible. Like, it's sort of like a game for hippies at the end. Zelda doesn't try doing that.
It's an interesting look on
Zelda it. Doesn't try, you know, Zelda tries to, Zelda really does try putting themes that, it sort of makes you think a little bit. There's connection.
There's no commentary on if there's a right to govern for Princess Zelda.
Nothing like that. What I really liked about Twilight Princess, it's a game about, if you really want to go into it, it's a game about perceptions. Because when you go into the game, you think that everybody in the Twilight Realm is just bad. And even the gods think of it as bad. Like those four creatures that you sort of save, they tell you the Twilight Realm is terrible. And when you realize through the whole game, Midna thinks that you're terrible. The Light World is terrible.
Right.
And so during the whole game, you see that the prejudice changes because you realize, no, the Twilight Realm isn't bad. It's just the people...
We can live together.
Well, no, they couldn't at the end, right? Because they were worried. But the assumption is like the bad guy is not who you think the bad guy is.
Right.
Like Ganondorf was the bad guy of the Light Realm.
Yeah, I did really enjoy that part
of
Twilight Princess.
I think a lot of people, and when you put it in those terms, like that's a really well written story. Wind Waker is the same way. Wind Waker has been written in
it. I don't know if you could say it's a well written story, but it's like it's a good theme.
Yeah.
For the
game. I personally think it's a well written story. Like it fits.
I personally think the story of Twilight Princess is.
Well,
shit,
I think it fits really well, and I think it. But like Wind Waker is the same way, where they wrote a really deep, really good story, and that has again, it talks about time responsibility.
Right, and going back to what you were saying, the reason I enjoy Wind Waker so much is because, you know, it talks about the history of past games, and you know that does validate, you know, the timeline.
Well, at least validates Ocarina of Time. At least validates Ocarina of Time.
Right.
Which is a really, you know, that makes.
Which I would say is probably the beginning of the, you know, it's the first in a line of a main timeline.
Yeah. Well, it really did open up a can of worms. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think what. When did this all happen? Because I think when Link to the Past came out, there definitely wasn't this huge issue. People were like, okay, it's Link to the Past. The title says Past, takes place before Legend of Zelda.
You mean when did people start thinking that there was an overarching story? That is a good question.
I think it was around the time of Ocarina.
Do you think it's because right after? I guess because of time.
I seem to remember back before it came out, they were kind of halfway marketing it as an origin story.
Right.
And they did say that
this is the first Zelda. Yeah, so maybe that was it. When Miyamoto said that this was the first Zelda, that cued people to think, oh, hey, maybe, you know, because this is the first Zelda, that means the other Zeldas come after it.
And it all went downhill from there.
Yeah. And then it got really, really confusing, and yeah.
And then we were born. The Zelda Working Title Podcast.
Just to fuck around.
Oh, man.
Yep.
And now we have this episode.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, listeners.
And now you're caught up.
Yeah.
And now I don't fucking tell
you. But I feel like this is maybe a good chance to say email us if you think you could, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Tie us together because better than we did.
Yeah, personally, I love like hearing and reading and watching different theories.
I think we did more to rip it apart than to tie it together.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, because there are so many different ways you can piece it together that makes sense. Ooh, I just heard myself echo. I don't know, it's just, it's really interesting just to see, you know, different ways that I guess people interpret it.
I think as long as people don't expect there to be one overarching possibility of a timeline until Nintendo says so.
I do.
No. I think people should be more open to the idea of there's different ideas how these things come about.
Yeah.
And it's all very interesting how people think. Like you said, it's interesting how people decide to put it together. That's sort of actually the fun of it, you know. Oh, you know, it'd be cool if it was starting this way and ended like this, and so forth. I mean, Minish Cap sort of messes with everything with like the origin of the hat.
Minish Cap was supposedly the actual because
you have the origin of your hat,
and that's supposed to be before or during like the Great Hylian War.
You know, it'd be so cool that like in that Link teaches you how to be small.
What?
No, like if we use the idea of Link, there's one Link that has to meet all the other Links.
Uh huh.
So you learn like power of the Twilight, power and power of time, and
well,
power
the only way he was able to get small was because Ezlo was a wizard.
Well, yeah, so maybe you meet Ezlo and Link.
Yeah.
Shut up, Adam.
You get another Minish Cap. Whatever.
Minish Cap is a great game. So, do you guys want to try to construct like an overarching timeline, or maybe like a few?
No.
Yeah, no. I do. I have one written out.
You have it ready to go right now. Let me tell you.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Let me just pull up my file
the
here.
Timeline.
Is it a PDF form?
Here is my. Yeah, I have this on PDF. I'm going to have this on the internet. Here is my definitive, unarguable timeline of Zelda.
Straight from Miyamoto.
Begins with Legend of Zelda.
Dun,
then
dun,
to Adventure of Link. Dun, 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 then Link to the Past. Dun, 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 Link's Awakening. Dun, 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 Ocarina of Time. Majora's Mask. Here is where things get hairy. Oracle of Seasons, Oracle of Ages take place in concurrent timelines. Came out the same day. Then you have Four Swords, Wind Waker, Four Sword Adventures, Minish Cap, Twilight Princess, Phantom Hourglass, Spirit Tracks,
and now Zelda, yet to be named.
Yeah, yet to be named New Zelda.
So there you go.
That is the chronological order timeline of Zelda.
I call shenanigans on that.
Bullshit.
That is not right by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
So how about the Philips CDI games, Chase? Where do those go?
I think those are the first games.
Yeah,
the original Zelda? They weren't.
I'm pretty sure those were in between the time of Link's Awakening and Ocarina of Time.
Okay.
I'm on the page right now. I could probably look it up. But
sure.
I don't think they don't even want to talk about it because they're really bad.
Link with I really want to play this.
They were in the early 1990s. Let's see.
Was that even before Link to the Past, maybe?
Well, then when does the Zelda TV series take place?
Hey! Excuse me, Princess!
Because, I mean, Link is, like, living in Hyrule Castle, and he's right. protecting the Triforce.
Okay, these were released in 1993 and 1994.
That
there
late?
Were
really?
Faces of Zelda and Wind of Gamelon.
Wand of Gamelon.
Wand of Gamelon. Wand of Gamelon. Faces of Evil, Wand of Gamelon, and...
And the Adventures
and
of Zelda.
And Zelda's Adventure. Yeah. So, and those are all... That takes place after Link's Awakening.
Hmm.
Or around maybe just before, but
in
same
the TV
year.
Show, he's protecting the whole Triforce, right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
the Triforce doesn't come back together until the end of Link to the Past.
The Triforce is upside down in the TV show, so I'm not sure if it's
yeah.
One
I think
third
everything was fucked up. I don't think that. I think that's a separate timeline too. Total bullshit.
I think that's a separate universe.
Bullshit timeline. Yeah.
Oh goodness.
Yep.
Indeed. All right. Well, I guess
I got a timeline.
That's it.
Yep.
I got a timeline, Adam.
Sure.
There is no timeline.
Oh, you're
Boom.
Just a da, jackass.
Da, 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 da.
Play him off.
I second the motion.
All right. So
I think you should put a really sweet Zelda medley after this.
Okay. Oh, I was
yeah.
planning on
putting just
put
the Indiana Jones theme at the end, just completely
sure.
random.
Sure.
There you go.
So yeah, you know, email us, give us some of your theories, you know, maybe some other theories that you found that you find interesting. So you can email us at wtpodcast@gmail.com.
Also, you guys didn't have to listen to this podcast. This was an optional podcast extension.
They're all optional.
No, well, if you're trying to be a completionist,
this one won't be on the file.
Sure,
but I think you deserve. I think they deserve to get an achievement or something for this one.
It will be on there will be a quiz.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe we'll give you guys, make you guys something, and I don't know.
Sure. Yes.
Whoever has the best timeline. Matt will give you.
There you go.
Matt will come to your house and he will
convince us.
There
write
you
us
go.
An email. Convince us that there is irrefutably a timeline.
Or
you would be my hero.
Impossible task, but
or conversely, that there can't be one.
Also,
there you go.
Miyamoto, if you're listening, you know,
pick a side
get
and run
some
with
ideas.
It.
Take photocopy that book of yours and send it over.
Right,
for
find
serious.
That shit. Dig it out. It's probably just under your bed.
Yeah,
it's his pillow.
Yeah,
that's where he gets all his ideas from. So yeah, email us. You can find us on Facebook, Zelda. I can't remember off the top of my head. Let me look really quick. Somebody stall.
Da 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 da.
How about
How about them Saints?
Who dat?
Yeah, man.
Who day? Who day?
What? But. Okay, I got it.
Come on.
Facebook is Zelda Working Title Podcast, all separate words. And then Twitter is Zelda space WT space podcast. And then also you can go to our forum. You can either type in tinyurl.com/workingtitle or www.ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. It'll take you to the same place. So, you know, get us on any one of those, all of those. Tell us your ideas. Oh, iTunes. Please mm-hmm. rate and review us. Because that's always nice surprise when we find that we've been rated 5-star, apparently better than Zelda Universe podcast.
And also write to us why we're actually better than that podcast, because
because none of us have listened to it, so we don't know.
Okay.
So, right. I think we're about done here. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
So, thanks for doing this. Good talk.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Until next
Hope
time.
You guys enjoyed it. We'll see you in a few days. Episode 22 should be out tonight, hopefully. So, hope you enjoy that. We'll see you next time. Later.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, excuse me, princess. Well, excuse me again, princess. Excuse me, princess!